Share our passion for life on 657 AM. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Yes, that's a beautiful one there. But Fikile Mlomo, how feel you right now on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, bring us to exactly 12 minutes after 7. Welcome to it. This is Thursday Life, and this is the final hour, the second and the final hour of the program. Remember, you and I are going all the way until 8 o'clock. So thank you very much for tuning in and for telling other people about this radio station. Being Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And of course, it's me, Godfrey G, on this beautiful, beautiful Thursday evening. I did, few weeks back, last week I wasn't here. So before I forget, let me take this opportunity to thank my colleague who stood in for me. That's Pastor Ray there. But before then, that's 2 weeks back, we had Pastor Hololo, and we talked about something very interesting, and I felt like we need to have part two of it. Which is something that I believe we tend to neglect, and it's identity crisis. And I remember, if my memory serves me very well, I remember that he mentioned a lot of things that can happen when if people don't, you know, take this thing seriously. As a matter of fact, some problems can actually emanate from this crisis, and it's called identity crisis. And she's with us on the line. Mehololo, welcome back to Radio Pulpit.
Thank you so much, Godfrey, for giving me this opportunity. And I greet everyone in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm also very happy to come back and refill our topic. Thank you so much.
Yes, identity crisis.
Yes.
If you go to boil away, we ended. Then after that, we continue straight to what we have in store for us this evening.
Yeah, because what we did last, we really spoke about what is the cause of identity crisis. We gave some examples. Remember, I also gave example about myself after I became a widow and I got confused about exactly who am I. Because identity crisis, part of it is you like a change. Yes, I am. Yesterday I was a married woman. Today I'm a widow. Today I'm a divorcee. You know, those kind of things. They bring that identity crisis. You know, we even mentioned when you gave your example, where especially with parents, where they don't explain the origin of their children. The kids want to know who are their fathers. They don't know exactly their bloodline. Those kind of things brings identity crisis. So you find that somebody becomes so confused. Who exactly am I? And a person like that, it's a very dangerous person, because today, we'll behave this way. Tomorrow, we'll behave this way. Because most of them, by the opinion, you know, because you cannot identify yourself. You cannot fit into what you're supposed to be. You end up illuri. People, you don't want to make mistakes. You don't want to become vulnerable. So you always want to be very perfect. You always want to do what people are saying about you, not what you want to be. So those are some of the things that we discussed. Some of our children, you know, identity crisis here, adolescents, that one is fine, because we know very well that the child ultimately will overgrow it, because we move from one stage to the other. But you find some adults Bali troubling identity crisis. You know, sometimes I feel some of us, when we get high positions, maybe at workplaces, instead of overconfident of what God has made you, especially sometimes they talk about us women, you start wanting to become like men. We need to be who God has made us to be. I like one of the preachers motivating who like to say, I am who God says I am. I have what God says I have. And I can do what God says I can do. But
people, maybe Harga dwell a little bit more on this one, Yahore. What do you call that? When people use their positions to sort of assert their position and their identity. For instance, they go to school because they want to show men that they too can do it and all that. And which is wrong, because at the end of the day, we're not supposed to be competing with anybody. And no, more especially those that are close to you. If you have a husband, you shouldn't be competing. You should be complimenting him. And the other way around. Yes.
Yeah, because like when we explained last time, some of the people, you remember last week when I gave an example of this child who grew up another family, I think he just grew until when he was now at university, then he couldn't take it. So there are other people, Balunguri, he grows up annually that anger, bitterness, and I want to show them spirit level, where the person unali grudge, you know, and something that I also realized why people today they don't want to help other people, because the person who unali grudge all along, and then as soon as the person make it, he goes back and want to prove to those people that were helping him or her, and then he just want to be like, I've been wanting to be. You understand? And then the person at the same time also, associate with some people. Maybe Baba toxic, maybe by to be like them, even if I feature in that position, you know. But just because he wants to prove, I'll be like that. So I don't think it's really right. I mean, where God has put you, just become. You know, live that nice life. I mean, like these days, we even see what happens. Got many, many people where you end up doing corruption, you end up doing wrong things, and then the next thing you're being embarrassed because you're living a life the same way. You know, we even use, you know, you don't care for how you get what you have because you just want to prove for it, this is what I can, who I can be. Just be you, whether you have or you don't have, you know, and we must just live that life. If God says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, he will at the right time. You know, there's something that we miss as human being, yeah, to wait upon the Lord. Because the Bible says those who wait upon the Lord will fly high when we wait. So sometimes because of our identity crisis, we end up jumping into things.
I think before we go to another point that we have, this is very, very important that people should be able to listen to that. It's important for people to know who they are, their background, where they come from. For you, as a parent, might not be that important because you know your parents and what have you, but this child wants to know his or her parents as much as you know yours. So I think we shouldn't really take these things for granted. We should take them very, very seriously, because you don't know how important that is. And sometimes I know that we tend to quote the scriptures, and in most cases, out of the context, to say we are new creation, all things have passed away. Yes, all things have passed away, but you want to know that all things, because that's where we come from, is part of where we come from, so that we can know who we are. So, and I think when we know who we were, it's going to be very easy to know who we are or who we should be.
Yes, background. You know, when you're talking about this, Godfrey, I know a lot of people don't believe. I don't want to be controversial. But what you are saying, I think, is very important. If kihudi sangwana, there's no need for me hore ke mo patele hore, where are you coming from? It's very important, you know. If a child is an orphan, at the end of the day, especially children in Bahonan, they do understand. They do understand hore. I mean, often, and what is it to become often, and where are my parents? So, I wanted to say something, but Eric is suspended. But origin is very much important, and background also. I think when we're mentioning something about the parents and the children, something came into my mind. And this is what sometimes we encourage, or sometimes always encourage the youth in our churches. Don't feel bad for your parent is an alcoholic, and then when that be, or your parent is habereke, you know, those are some of the things that cause an identity crisis. You don't want to be associated with your family because your family does not have. Be proud of your blood. Be proud of where you're coming from, because it was not how I took a mistake, and how I choose to be in this family. So we've got those kind of people by Luhuri. How about your society, your family? How can I tell my little brother and bago di mo kwale? Ota busi humu hai a Kenya di teki se turang a paradia proce turang kwa na husna di jo mama hai li busy areki samu di kone instead of helping mother wa hai oiling an entrepreneur or a businesswoman areki sandi tapule mustrati. How about your society, your little people? How will I mention Luhuri comes from this family? That, I feel for me, that is identity.
I think that some of the things that make matters worse, my tongue is twisting there, is the fact of the problems that we deal with in our churches today, what I can call replacement theology, in a sense that we having a biological family, some of them are drunkards, now we have a spiritual family. So I can somehow ditch that embarrassing family, and now I can have a father, a spiritual father and all that. Mm-hmm. And we also see some people doing that, encouraging fathers to adopt, you know, these children as if they don't have their biological parents or their biological fathers and all that. As a way of baba replace. I think we contribute one or the other because some of the things that we do. So, spiritual parents, to extend our even our nyala, given over young go, but who go peel, re neglect the very same biological parents, but no hurry, but who this is a bit timid with it in Telemata Hajar.
Yeah, because we feel our how was she been lauri. Kwale ba dula ko big house so ba wa accommodate le go jewa go nwewa baba kolona di siblings tsa how you don't even want, you know, people to know ke di siblings tsa how ko kere keng wena o wana mruti as your spiritual father. So like you say, hore I think le rona somehow re a contributor instead of teaching the people hore this is your family, this is who you are, it's very important. Family is also very important. So we need to do that, to teach each other, to teach our children. You know, I was just thinking of something during the day. Yeah. I would not say colonization, Maria. Yes, whoa, wait. Like it's okay, baby. Yes, whoa. I'm not to pill us whoa. You know,
yeah.
I'm an African. I must be an African.
You know? I get it. It's been here for ages. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Seems like I didn't go.
Eh, raro botlhale. It's like what I can hear. Like, where it was a young moment to demand Zenzarona.
This is how it is now. We need to do. I mean, we've tried. We've tried to talk about.
Agree. Identity. Identifying ourselves, being proud of who we are, because our Heavenly Father made us this way. So it was not a mistake that He made us the way we are, and we are talking the language that we are talking. I think issue low self-esteem or an inferiority complex that I would say exacerbate the problems.
No, it's true. I mean, like when I know, you know, like identity crisis, you get into debt just to try to create a certain identity. Now, one thing you don't have, you take your child, umisa go very expensive school because you want your child to be. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm not saying it's wrong. If you afford, there's nothing wrong in that. But where you are going to be in serious debt because of competition, that's what I'm trying to say. Because of competition, because you want your child to speak English.
You're taking her or him to an expensive school because you think that him or her speaking that kind of English is education. So the child is educated because we're English, and yet you cannot afford it. And after you took her or him to that expensive school, you don't have money to take him to university.
Exactly. And then, at the same time, in the process, we forced it to be in that kind of environment. Our children end up becoming the drug scene because they can't stand it. They have to satisfy their parents. Environment I'm not saying all it like that, but only those kinds. So somehow, while we are really trying to give our children good education and whatever, we also need to be very careful for it. Because sometimes I remember there was one child, I don't know how to explain that. And then we discovered her because okay na go school, so the kids who have got these long hairs will understand. So a child already necessarily that inferiority complex. I feel as though this hair AI is wrong. Then he had to, wherever he went, she went, Nabila can get that pintos until I explain to her, I complain to her why this other's banali mirri is so, now I come really only so, because I'm getting some of that environment, you see. So there's nothing wrong in some of the things, but I'm just saying, somewhere sanitary. Be careful.
I agree.
That is why ultimately globally these confused adults, because some of us that have a lohoya go our home go to the village, because I feel like that's not my level. So yes. Because I can become what you feel already. I'm higher than you. And mind you, when other people by Pilela Hamuna, because okay. Menaga Mujoveke Kamo Diabeta. Okay.
I think the other thing, we're not saying this thing because we are jealous, we want to dictate to people with regard to how they live their lives, but it's important that they take these things into consideration, because I had a testimony of one guy whose parents took him to one of those expensive schools there. But then the problem that arises there is because now he can't cope, because these guys are rich, are super rich, and the food they eat, and so end up I tell her he does not belong. Because the parents cannot afford to give him the lifestyle that the kids and stuff like that. The other thing, the issue, you teach your child not to speak his mother tongue, but away English. So he can't talk English analaba tobacco abona. So because ha khono go bua sepedi Setswana, Xhosa and all that, we feel not welcomed. And then when he goes to the other group of people, lohana ona le challenge gore he doesn't or she doesn't feel welcome because he or she does not look like them. And stuff like that. I think that causes a serious problem. I'm not saying we are racist or anything, but it is important that people need to take this thing seriously. To understand, Jorge, you can still be educated when you talk your own language, and you can still go to heaven when you know where you come from, and stuff like that. And the other thing that maybe we didn't talk about, the issue here, careers, identify ourselves with our own careers. You just told us in the beginning now that all of a sudden you are a widow, all of a sudden you are a divorcee, and all of a sudden you are unemployed, you're no longer a teacher, and that is what gave you an identity. So it's a matter of who are you really when all these things are taken away from you.
I think it's very important. I think one thing that as human beings, we are individuals that have been made, as I said, in the image of God. We didn't come on Fatima more by mistake. Every one of us only purpose, only role. So that's what we always need to have an understanding. Like sometimes we do under people's shadows, you know. Like I used to tell people, I remember when my husband was still alive, Harikena, you know, Ukena Mr. and Mrs. Hololo or Pastor and Reverend Hololo. And then after my husband was gone, Abasamu born Pastor Hololo, because they used to see him, not me. You know, then it's like, okay, guys, I'm here. They're not seeing me. They used to see. Like, you know, I was looking at another post in Mutsiari, but guys, the ex-wife of so-and-so has passed on. All this is, they're not mentioning a human being, like ex-wife of so-and-so, because so-and-so is that person. You see, that's kind of life, Eric Pelan. He's the mother of, and then who is this one? The mother of his children. So this person does not have an identity, you see. So I think it is some time ago we used to talk about it. Why Rona bo maba ruti ne? Okay, it's my mom ruti.
Yeah.
Mar somebody I have between my doctor.
Yeah. Yo. There is a secular song. I just forgot the lyrics, but I think it talks about the same thing. Somebody else's eyes and all that. I think it says a lot about when you rely on somebody else's identity or status to have your own identity, sort of. But meholo, hey, kese ding di zoruti lentsona mo maizwi arzila kumpir. Relebuhil. Kaba atlahu bualo ena bagaku karako kai.
My cell number is 060. Okay, mm-hmm. No, let me leave that one. 064.
Okay, 564.
584.
2533. 064. Right. Yeah, Kime Mamrakhololo on Radio Puppet, your daily companion. That number again is 064-584-2533. 064-584-2533.
In these uncertain times, are you looking for hope, direction, love, and encouragement?
Come for my new man.
TBN Africa has got it all for you.
God already knows what you need.
Tune in to TBN Africa as we bring you the best African and international programs dedicated to guide you through these times.
This was a real eye-opener for me. It's the best way to explain it.
TBN Africa on DSTV channel 343. Be inspired.